Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Barbara Hofmeister and I am your host for today's show. To be or not to be, the choice is yours. And that is exactly what we're going to talk about in the next 30 minutes. About the choices that people take in their lives, the consequences that come out of having made those choices. You're going to hear from really interesting people that sometimes have made wrong choices and were able to correct them. You will hear very, very inspiring stories, how people overcame their challenges and how people started to live their dream, to live the life that they truly choose to live, the life that they've always wanted to live. So get ready for an exciting 29 minutes from today's To Be show. Hi everybody, this is Barbara Hofmeister, your show host for today's To Be show. And today we have a very special guest, and that is Edie Rater. Edie is an international keynote speaker. She's an author of seven books, and many CDs, many audio programs. She is a behavioral psychology expert who has presented 3,500 to 3,500 professional organizations, including some Fortune 500 companies. She has spoken on 5 continents, and she's an expert resource to USA Today, Reuters, NBC, and most media. Edie has also been a college professor and a talk show host with ABC. I mean, we are talking about a high-profile speaker here. And I've met Edie personally about two years ago in Atlanta, Georgia, at an event. And yes, we are still attending events, not only when we are speaking, but actually when we are participating, when we are just one of the participants like you when you go to a seminar. So we met at one of these places when we were at a 3-day seminar near Atlanta, Georgia. We sat on the same table, so we got to know each other quite well, and I've interviewed her on my show. She was actually my very first guest on the To Be show over a year ago. Well, today we want to talk about several of her books, and Edie is also a family counselor and a psychotherapist. She's worked with children from all kinds of backgrounds, including New York City's most at-risk youth. So we're talking about someone that really has been there, and she's done it. And I know she's done it for many, many years. So unfortunately, she is not yet on the show. I can't see her. She hasn't called in yet. So while we're waiting for her to turn up, I will talk a little bit about what is most on my heart right now, and that is the Festival of Enlightenment coming up next month. And this is also why Edie contacted me to say that she's ready to be back on my show. And I'm very happy about that, because we are both speakers at the Festival of Enlightenment. What is the Festival of Enlightenment? Well, I call it the Woodstock of the Mind. Why is that? Because it's going to be a big event. It is in natural surroundings, about half an hour from Denver, Colorado, on a big farm in a very, very beautiful place. Very beautiful. You can check out the photos and the place, the venue where we're going to be, where we have this festival, on the website, and that is www.festivalofenlightenment.com. And you will see that there is at least 50 speakers there that will be presenting at this festival, because it is a 7-day and 7-night event. Can you imagine? 7 days and 7 nights to spend with like-minded, positively minded people, with people who have walked their talk. Not just talk their talk. Who've actually walked their talk. Who reached the level that they want to reach in life and are still on the journey and still moving forward, like I am and like Edie is and like all the other speakers that you're going to meet there. And the Festival of Enlightenment is very, very special also because in the evening we're going to have lots of fun. I'm not saying that we're not going to have fun during our workshops in the day. We will. I'm sure that you're going to enjoy what I'm doing. I'm going to be speaking every single day of the festival, so that's 7 days, and you will be able to see me every single day, like you will be able to see many of the other speakers, because there will be lots of breakout sessions, and there will actually be half-day workshops. And I'm doing 6 workshops there. And all of this is included in the one price ticket. So whether you only turn up in the afternoons or only in the evening for the music, or whether you are there all day, which I do highly recommend, every day, which I even more recommend, you know, that you're there from day one, because my workshops will be taking you through a whole series. So if you're there through the whole series, you will become crystal clear on what your purpose is, what your passions are, and what you want to do with your life, and who you want to become while you're here on planet Earth. This is really exciting. I'm still waiting for Edie to call in. I know that she had a very important appointment this morning, and she wasn't 100% sure how long it would take, but we were pretty sure that she would make it, but she hasn't made it yet, unfortunately, which is not so very good. Anyway, the Festival of Enlightenment was created by a couple, and I've interviewed them a few months ago, and you can check them out in the archives, and please listen to the show. As always, it's only a 30-minute show, but it's well worth listening to, because Janet and Bill Moore have had the idea for the Festival of Enlightenment, but they had no finances, they've never organized a big event like this before, but they believe that they can do it. And this is one of the things that I want you to be aware of. If you have an idea, you can make it happen. Maybe nobody else can, but you can, because the idea came to you, it was given to you. So please, have faith in yourself and have faith in your ability on knowing what to do in the moment that you need to do it. Don't make a massive plan, you know, in all details, how to do things. No, that's not important. What to do and why you want to do it. That's much more important. Jim Rohn always said, if the why is strong enough, the how becomes easy. And for them, I don't know if the how was easy, because they are struggling quite a bit to make every, you know, to keep everything working for the festival, but it's definitely happening, definitely. And I'm so excited that I'm one of the speakers there. And please go to the website, festivalofenlightenment.com, and check out all the other amazing speakers that will be at this event. 7 days and 7 nights, great music and amazing speakers. And it's a non-profit event, so tickets are extremely affordable. And none of us are getting paid. This is why tickets are so affordable. We walk our talk, right? We say we want to help change the world for the better. We want to be part of this journey of enlightenment, of this journey of awakening, and we are part of it already. But gathering us in one place, I mean, just imagine that, gathering over 50 people, of 50 presenters that are living this in one place, and then several thousand people who are on their journey to live in an enlightened world, to live an enlightened life. I mean, this is so powerful that even if you don't attend any of the workshops, which I do not recommend, right? But even if you would just be there and enjoy yourself for the full week, you're going to change. Something's going to shift, because being surrounded for 7 full days with these type of people is going to change you and me. That's for sure. So let me talk about what I'm going to do, because I don't know what Edie is going to, you know, I know that Edie has several workshops, and that's what we wanted to talk about today. But as she still hasn't arrived, I will talk about the things that the workshops that I am going to do. I will start off with a keynote speech, 90 minutes, and that is how to create your dream life. And it will not only be a presentation, it will be interactive, and it will actually give you already some tools and some techniques and some ideas of what is to come in the next week, in that week that we are there together. So that's on the Monday, the first day of the festival, that's June the 13th. And the second session on June the 14th is finding purpose and passion. Does that sound enticing? Did you know that over 90% of the people in the Western world are not clear on their direction in life? Did you know that? I think it's more than 90%. I think it's more like 95% of people. They don't know where they're taking their lives. They just drift through it. I know that every single person, when they were young, they had so many dreams, and they actually believed that they could make them happen. But life got in the way, and suddenly there seemed to be more obligations than dreams. Don't let that happen to you. And if it has happened to you, you can change it. You have the choice. Remember my book, To Be or Not to Be? The choice is yours, and it really is yours. It's in your hand to change it. So that session on the Tuesday, on 14th of June, will be a half-day workshop on finding purpose and passion. And I will give you lots of tools and techniques that we will actually use there and then. So you will walk out of that workshop already being much clearer on what you want, much clearer. And on the next day, we will talk about conquering fears, conquering worries, conquering our challenges in life. So there I will give you lots of tools again that will help you to conquer your fears, that will help you become the master of your life, that will help you be in charge of who you are and of who you are becoming. And the next day session will be Stop the Mind Monkey. And here we're talking, this is very dear to my heart, actually. And that is about giving yourself some space, giving yourself some room, some breathing space, some reflection space. And with space, I mean physical space and also time. Because today we live in a soundbite society, and everything is faster and faster and louder, and we are constantly plugged in, constantly plugged in. And with constantly plugged in, I mean you're either on your cell phone, or you're texting, or you've got an MP3 player in your ears, or something else, you know, plugged in. You're on your notebook, you're on your computer, and I mean, we are bombarding ourselves with information constantly 24 hours a day. And we don't give ourselves the necessary time to actually calm down, to actually let our mind rest, to actually find out what's going on inside of us. Because 95 to 97% of our thoughts are subconscious. We are not even aware of them. But we can become aware of them, and we can actually control them because they belong to us. They are ours. And to be able to do that, you need to give yourself that time to breathe. You need to calm down. You need to reflect on your life. And you can do that by just giving yourself 5 to 20 minutes a day through meditation, through concentrating on your breathing. Or you can go for a hike. For instance, I live in the woods. I'm in really fairly isolated next to a small lake. And I have one single neighbor here, and he's hardly ever here. So normally I am the only person that lives in this area. Why is that? Because I've experienced that, you know, and I need to have nature around me. I need to have that breathing space and that space to just be, and it's absolutely beautiful. As we're speaking right now, the sun is setting. For you, if you're in America, it's morning or lunchtime. For me in Germany, it's early evening, and the sun is just going down, and I can see it still on the lake. It's beautiful. The swans are swimming across the lake, and it's absolutely stunning now in springtime. And, yeah, stop your mind monkey. That's what we will talk about in the third workshop. And in the next one, we will talk about your support team. Your support team is not only from the outside, it's also from the inside. It is your subconscious again. It is the way that you perceive things, the way that you look at things. And we will talk about support teams and where you can find them, how you can find them, and if they're not around, you can create them, and I will show you how. Very easy. It's not very difficult stuff, you know, but it's extremely useful. And remember, only applied knowledge is worthy knowledge. So when they say knowledge is power, it's not really true. Only applied knowledge is power. So we will do very interactive workshops because I use accelerated learning techniques so that you walk out of the workshop and you've actually done it. I've not given you theory. I've let you practice it. I've let you experience it. That's what I'm all about. And the next workshop is masterminding. Wow, that's such a powerful concept, you know, the masterminds. Masterminding comes, or the first time I heard about it was when I read the book by Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. He gives a whole chapter to masterminds. And mastermind groups, I actually run mastermind groups twice a year because they always run for 6 months and I can only do one group at the time because they take quite a lot of my attention and of my time. They get special access to me. We meet live once a week. And it's a small group between 6 and 12 people maximum that actually works on achieving their dreams. And we hold each other accountable and we help each other. Can you imagine the power of 6 or 12 minds working on one thing? And everyone has different skills and abilities. This is really, really powerful. So that workshop is called Masterminding to Outrageous Success. And then the last workshop on the Sunday, on the last day of the Festival of Enlightenment, is called From Dream to Vision to Reality. This is when we tie everything that we did during the week together. So I really recommend that you come to all the workshops if you can. Some are in the morning, some are in the afternoon. But really come to all of them if possible, because that will have you be crystal clear. When you walk out of that festival, you will know exactly what you want. We will build your confidence. We will help you believe in yourself so that you know that you can make it happen. And then we will create the plan to make it happen. That's part of it, but that's the last step. And this is what too many people do wrong. You know, they start with that last step first. They want to create a plan without really knowing where they want to go. They want to create a plan of getting there. That doesn't work. So first, we're building the foundations. We're looking at who you are today and then who you want to become. because we're human beings. We're not human havings. We're human beings. So we're working on the being part, and the having comes automatically with that. That comes automatic. And obviously we will talk about it, but it's not the main part. The main part is really for you to be able to walk out on the Sunday afternoon and say, yeah, now I'm ready to go. I know what I want, and I have the roadmap in my hands. I've actually created it, and you will have created it yourself with the help of the group and with the help of us and of me and of the other speakers. And I will do another keynote, how to create your dream life at the weekend for the people who were not there on the first day on the Monday. Well, this is my program for the Festival of Enlightenment. And you can just imagine, I mean, you have the opportunity to see me 7 times in 1 week, if you so choose. Obviously, the choice is always yours. And you have the ability to see people like Edie Rater, who obviously couldn't make it today. I'm really sorry about that. I was so looking forward to it. So I will try to get her. Maybe I will do an extra show in one of the next few days, if time permits, to give you that opportunity to actually listen to her, because she has so much to say. But you can go into the archives, and you will find that very first interview that I did for my own radio show, for the To Be show, about a year ago, where Edie was my guest. So you can do that. But I want you to go, please, to the website of the Festival of Enlightenment and check out all those amazing speakers and musical groups and musicians that are going to be there, and that are going to not only entertain you, but that are going to inspire you, motivate you, and if you let it, transform you. Because you are worth it. You deserve the best life can offer. You really do. And you are ready to do it. You know, if you are listening to my show, I know that you're ready to do it. Because otherwise, why should you take the time out to listen to somebody like me? Obviously, I'm touching some chord somewhere inside of you. And that says, I'm ready. I want to go. I want to create my dream life like Barbara did. You know that I had to live through quite a lot of adverse circumstances. I was born in former communist Germany behind the Berlin Wall. And my parents dragged me to freedom, and I didn't like it. I was abused as a child. I was raped at 16. All these things happened to me, and many, many more, that I don't even want to go into. And I ended up being a young woman with very low self-esteem and belief in herself. But look at me today. I made a decision. I took responsibility for my life. And I made the choice that I want to live my dream. I want to make my life happen. And I think that Edie has arrived just a few minutes before the end of the show. So let's see if that's her. Edie?
You know what? I apologize. I was thinking she'll call me. I got kicked off of Panera Bread after 30 minutes just when I was looking it up. And I thought, okay, she'll call. But I just went in now and somebody let me on their computer. So I do have a few minutes.
Okay. Well, first of all, welcome. And I'm glad that you made it. I already gave your introduction at the very beginning. So as we have very little time, just tell people a little bit about who you are and where they can see you next month.
Well, you know, I'm going to be at Festival of Enlightenment, and the programs I'll be doing, one is Sex for the Soul, and that, you know, somebody just wrote to me and actually called me and read it and just was blown away by it. I didn't know it was that extraordinary, but it's basically sexuality as a path to spirituality. And it's really a commentary on how we have lost so much intimacy in our relationships, because people go into relationships like they're going into battle with all their armor, because they've been hurt, betrayed, deceived, lied to. And so it's really bringing, you know, love and romance and trust and integrity back to relationships, so people can go to a higher level of spiritual essence in that oneness that I think, you know, we may have had maybe back in the 50s or something, but it's hard to find now. I mean, people just go into relationships almost with a suspicious eye. And so that's one of the things. And then the other is I Believe I Can Fly. And Barb, oh, God, you know, I'm finishing a book on bullying and just was in court with a bully today trying to get him out. It's interesting how people think they can live in your house and not pay rent. But anyway, that's another story. But the reason I got into bullying because I first developed about a year and a half ago, I Believe I Can Fly. It's a character building program. And if you know anything of what, you know, T. Harv Eker or John Azaraf or Deepak Chopra, you know, when we talk about neuroscience, I have taken all of that and applied it to children. And what I say is on your road to success, take your kids with you. And you know, like John Azaraf, who I love dearly, talks about neural reconditioning. And I was thinking, why are we reconditioning? Why do we have to undo and redo? Why don't we do it right the first time? So if anybody...
Very true.
If anybody has a child between 3 and 10, really, I can guarantee that child's health, happiness, and success will definitely be a lot better and more improved just because of that program. It has a CD with 5-minute guided imagery every day to be more like each of the characters. And Gustav the Goat is very courageous. And Ruckus the Rabbit is just loving and caring and compassionate. And if people are taught to be compassionate, they won't be bullies and there won't be violence in the world. And Ollie the Owl makes wise decisions. It would wipe out childhood obesity. So it's an incredible program in prevention. But the problem is people don't buy prevention. And so that's why I started focusing on the bullying, because that's where the pain is, and then they'll pay attention to me with the bullying, and then I can say, you know what, I'm speaking in Chicago next week for law enforcement on cyberbullying, and I can say, you know what, I wouldn't even have to be here if you just invested a little bit in this program and in prevention. Because, you know, after 2 girls in Minnesota commit suicide because of bullying, and we hear it every week. That just happened to be last week. It's too late. It's too late. And then the other thing I'm speaking on is why cats don't bark, and that's on your soul's code and your calling in life. It's based on Harvard research and the fact that we all come into this life with a calling, and the problem is that most people die with the music in them and never, ever sing their song. And this book makes sure, it's kind of a workbook where at the end of every chapter you have to kind of reflect on certain questions. But based on Harvard research, and you may have heard of James Hillman's book, The Soul's Code, is that we reveal it around 2-3 to about 7-8-9. Now you know what gave me the inspiration for the children's program. It was this book.
We're already coming to the end, Edie. So you please tell people. You arrived really late. So please just tell people how they can get in touch with you. And obviously,
you want
to come to the festival.
RaetherGR.com is RaetherGR.com or WingsForWishes.com or StopBullyingWithEdie.com. See you all at the festival.
Thank you, Edie, and sorry it was so short now, and see you at the Festival of Enlightenment for
2013. Okay, love you. Bye now.
Love you, Edie. Bye-bye. And we will see you at the Festival of Enlightenment in Colorado, very close to Denver. Please check it out. The website is festivalofenlightenment.com. Edie's website is raether.com, raether.com, and my website is barbarahoffmeister.com. And I will see you next week with another exciting guest. See you soon, and everybody, have an amazing life. Bye. BarbaraHoffmeister.com.